we praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We worship you, we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us sing number 1 in the camp songbooks. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. If you'd like to stand, let's do that together. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty. In the beauty of holiness, glory to the Father, abounding in mercy. Be joyful, all ye people, and magnify. Let us be seated. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. Well, that's so wonderful. I believe that all are under sin and therefore subject to the penalty of eternal punishment, that the Son of God gave himself to ransom and release us. And because without shedding of blood is no remission, he gave his life a sacrifice for sin and shed his precious blood as the price of propitiation. Thank you, Lord. What a wonderful message. We're supposed to be telling it, right? We have a row of missionary songs in our book. And on Missionary Sunday, we take the missionary offering. We usually sing a missionary song. I like a lot of them, but I think my favorite one is this. Maybe you know it. Publish glad tidings, tidings of peace, tidings of Jesus, redemption and release. You ever hear that? You probably heard it sound better than that, right? It's number 170. Let's sing the chorus from the book. Maybe we can make it better. Since I like it so much, I want to be pleased with the way we sing it. Okay, you ready? 170, the chorus. Publish glad tidings. Publish glad tidings. Proclaim to every people, tongue, and nation that God, in whom they live and move, is love. Tell how he stooped to save his lost creation and died on earth. Mostly for the words, but also for the music. That was great. That A flat right in the middle of the chorus. Got to bang that one out. Yeah, that's good. Once more. Publish glad tidings, tidings of peace, tidings of Jesus, redemption. Reading with this devotional was from Romans 3, where it says, verse 19, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins, it was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's sing. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. 95. was a lady in our church. She really loved Jesus. She's been there a long time with him. And one time she got up right after we sang this song, said, "This is not right. This is not right. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. It's going to be forever. Forever. How could this be? William, whatever his name is, he had it all wrong." Well, I had to tell her there are more verses to this song that we don't have in the book. And one of them that follows this one says, "Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save. When this poor, lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave." Well, that's the way I've seen that poem. I know that this isn't original with me. I've seen those two lines switched around, because when you sing it to this tune, you keep repeating, "Lie silent in the grave, lie silent in the grave, lie silent in the grave," and it's not all that. So we switched it to, "When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save." Seems more fitting. Because we'll never die. "Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Now, of course, it was right the other way, but I guess William Cooper didn't know that we would sing it to this tune. So, but let's try it. "When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song, the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Ask why I'm happy, I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. The scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Jesus, I'm happy night and day, because my sins are gone. Join in the song, the eternal song, the Lamb who was slain to redeem us to God by his blood is worthy, worthy all praise. Hallelujah. 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 Precious Lamb of glory, love's most wondrous story. Heart of God's redemption of man, worship the Lamb of glory. Precious Lamb of glory, love's most wondrous story, heart of God's redemption of man, worship the Lamb of glory. The summer, I have a new appreciation for that song. You ask why I'm happy. I don't know if anybody ever asked you why you were happy. It's rare they ask me that. But there in the chorus, it speaks about the sea of God's forgetfulness. And this summer, one of the young staffers prayed that phrase twice, two different staff prayer meetings, praying for the campers that they might know that Jesus is the Savior and He forgives sins. And they're put in the sea of God's forgetfulness. And I know two different weeks, the same young staffer prayed the same way. And I thought, I usually sing that song. It's a happy song. Sing it. I'm not always thinking too deeply about what I'm singing. But that phrase, sea of God's forgetfulness, He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. How can God forget? God knows everything from the beginning to the end. He must choose to forget, right? Isn't that great? He doesn't hold our sins against us. And He welcomes us into His heart because of that, because of Jesus' blood. Ter Stegen writes, "Thy precious blood has opened heaven, and we have found Thee there." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.